Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Katholeno. Government has convened an all-party meeting in New Delhi today in the wake of Operation Sindoor. During the meeting, the leaders of different political parties will be briefed by the government on the operation. Leaders cutting across party lines have lauded Operation Sindoor and expressed pride at armed forces' action against terrorists. Meanwhile, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and National Security Advisor Ajit Doval yesterday briefed their global counterparts on India's firm response to cross-border terrorism under Operation Sindoor. Several nations have also backed India's right to defend itself against terrorism. New Delhi yesterday asserted that it is well prepared to retaliate if Islamabad escalates the situation after India conducted precision missile strikes on Pakistan under Operation Sindoor. Under the operation, which lasted for 25 minutes, the Indian Armed Forces carried out focused missile strikes on 9 terrorist facilities in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir in retaliation against the horrific Pahalgam terror attack. The military strikes were conducted by India between 1:05 a.m. and 1:30 a.m. of May 7. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh yesterday said that India has exercised its right to respond by conducting Operation Sindoor, and the action was initiated in a very thoughtful and measured manner. Mr. Singh said this while addressing the 66th Raising Day event of Border Roads Organization in New Delhi.
हमारी सेनाओं ने ऑपरेशन सिंदूर लॉन्च करके पहले की तरह ही इस बार भी आतंकियों को ट्रेनिंग देने वाले कैंप्स को तबाह करके करारा जवाब दिया है. भारत ने अपनी सरजमी पर हुए हमले का जवाब देने के लिए अपने राइट टू रेस्पॉन्ड का इस्तेमाल किया है और हमारी यह कार्रवाई बेहद सोच समझकर सहे हुए तरीके से की गई है. आतंकियों के हौसले पस्त करने के उद्देश्य से यह कार्रवाई महज उनके कैंप्स और इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर तक ही सीमित रखी गई है.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah yesterday asked Lieutenant Governors and Chief Ministers of border states adjoining Pakistan and Nepal to keep strict vigil on anti-national propaganda by unwanted elements on social and other media platforms. Mr. Shah, while chairing a security review meeting in New Delhi, also directed them to take prompt action in coordination with state governments and central agencies. He asked the states to stop spreading unnecessary fear among the public and take steps to spread awareness among the people against rumors. Mr. Shah said that coordination between the local administration, army and paramilitary forces should be further enhanced. Chief Minister Dr. Nipiu Rio has expressed that the state stands with the government of India's decisive measures against terrorism. In a social media post, Dr. Rio stated that we stand with the government of India in its decisive action against terrorism and support the objectives of Operation Sindoor. The Chief Minister added that we firmly oppose terrorism in all its forms and extend your prayers and best wishes to all those working for the peace and security of the country. World Red Cross Day is being celebrated today. Also known as Red Crescent Day, the day is celebrated to commemorate the birth anniversary of the founder of the Red Cross and the International Committee of the Red Cross, Henri Dunant. The theme of this year, Keeping Humanity Alive, is a call to celebrate those who give their time and sometimes their lives to ease the suffering of others and protect their inherent human dignity. Chief Minister Dr. Nipiu Rio also extended his greetings on the occasion of World Red Cross Day. In his message, Dr. Rio acknowledged the tireless efforts of Red Cross volunteers, stating, "Today we honor the countless Red Cross volunteers who serve with compassion, courage and unwavering impartiality, even in the most challenging conditions." He further noted that their selfless dedication stands as a powerful reminder of shared humanity and the enduring spirit of humanitarian service. And Advisor for School Education and SCERT, Dr. Kekri Lulia Hyome, said the Education Department is undergoing reforms to meet the state's evolving educational needs. Speaking at the inauguration of newly upgraded government high school by Yavin Kohima yesterday, Mr. Hyome said a key strategy under the reform initiative includes the introduction of multi-age classrooms in sparsely populated rural areas. Mr. Hyome also noted a growing preference for government higher secondary schools and announced that a memorandum of understanding will soon be signed between government institutions. Under the MOU, students who pass the matriculation exam will be given priority admission in government higher secondary schools, regardless of their grades. This provision, he added, will be incorporated into official policy. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.